You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What's up, membershippers? Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm Mike Morrison, Chief Geek Around These Parts, your host for the show and founder of Membership Geeks and Membership Academy. And today I just wanted to have a quick episode really to share a few really cool things that I've seen recently that other memberships have been doing. Now, of course, because I run the Membership for Memberships, the longest running program for membership owners, the number one program, all that sort of stuff, I'm around a lot of membership owners. You know, we've had tens of thousands of people come through the doors of the academy, even more listening to the podcast and the Facebook group. So I'm saturated in memberships, but I really am a membership geek. I love this stuff. And so I join a lot of memberships too, partly for my own needs, because I really do believe in the power of memberships for helping you achieve transformation and the value of community for really building a support system and a network and all that good stuff. Like, I believe in memberships as a member, as a participant, but also it just kind of helps keep me sharp as well. I like to join other memberships to see what they're doing well, see what could be improved, see what cool new trends they've been implementing, new innovations and ideas. And yeah, like, I make that a regular part of what I do. Inside Membership Academy, we have a whole series called Membership Insider. So this is basically me joining some big popular memberships and hitting record. So I hit record on a screencast, and then in real time, I give commentary as I look through their sales page, look through their website. As I join, I go through their registration, their member onboarding. I poke around inside the membership. I look at everything that's on offer. I dig into their community. And then I leave. I cancel and I go through their cancellation process. All the while giving my thoughts, my commentary on what's working, what I like, what surprised me, what's annoyed me. And this is one of the most popular types of content that we have inside Membership Academy. It's real, it's unfiltered, it's raw. I'm not doing these little reviews on request. I'm certainly not doing them to promote those memberships. I'm doing them to extract lessons for our audience, but also for me. So a lot of my time is spent poking around in other memberships, and I also work with a select number of clients one-on-one, as well as with a small intimate cohort of people in our mastermind Membership Accelerator. So this is all to say, I look at a lot of memberships, and if something is cool, I really geek out about that, and I want to share that with people. So today I just want to share a few things that I've seen recently that I just really, really loved, right? The first is through a membership called Copy School. This is from Joanna Weeb, phenomenal copywriter, a great educator about copywriting as well. And Copy School, actually, before we hired our own in-house copywriter, Copy School is where I went to kind of sharpen up my copywriting skills. It's a membership I've recommended to a lot of people, and Joanna's a fantastic speaker as well. But something I saw them do recently, which I thought, I really, really love this. So they were, I think it was part of their Black Friday promotion, and they were really going heavy on promoting Copy School, promoting the membership. The deal, the offer that they were offering, I don't think was, it wasn't so incredible that everything in the promotion was just about the money you were going to save. Like, they were really, really pushing how great a membership it was. And the thing that I really loved that they did, and this is something I want to try out, it's something that you can experiment with yourself. They arranged an AMA session, so an Ask Me Anything session, with the purpose that if you're on the fence, if you're thinking about joining their membership, come along to the Zoom call and you can ask any questions about the membership. So what's the content like? Do you cover this topic? How many people are in the community? How active is it? How do the live calls work? All those kind of things that actually people right now could be sitting there wondering about your membership. Doing an AMA session, particularly during a big promotion or during a launch, it's not a bad idea. You know, it helps you to plug any knowledge gaps, to address any objections, to just talk more about your membership and get into more granular detail. But the cool thing that I loved that Copy School did, they did not have anyone from their team on the AMA session. the AMA session was entirely run and questions were answered by their members. So they got members of their membership to volunteer to run an AMA session. And that seems so simple, but that is so smart. And I looked at that and thought, yeah, I love that on a few levels. One, for me, if I'm considering joining their membership, the confidence that that shows, that is powerful. You're inviting me to this thing that is to convince me to join your membership. You don't even need to be in the room. You are so confident about what people will say who aren't affiliated, who aren't employed, who don't even have you there to hear what they're saying. So you're so confident that the things people say when you're not in the room are so powerful and compelling that you are willing to step away for something that could actually be a significant sales event as part of this promotion. How many membership owners would have the balls to do that, frankly? Because this was coming 2 or 3 days before their promo ended. This was kind of their last big push. They'd done a few webinars. They'd done some I think, Zoom calls before with their team. They'd really gone for it. This was kind of the last thing. It's like, we told you everything you need to know. We've promoted from every single angle. This was kind of their big, okay, right, now it all comes together. And they left the room. That shows such confidence and would instill so much confidence. But also, these days in particular, advocacy, social proof, real stories, that is what is selling, that is what is resonating, because everyone can pitch themselves. And with ChatGPT, you don't even need to be a copywriter to write a compelling message about your membership or your product. But man, to actually not just tap into the power of your members singing your praises, your members advocating for you, but to actually make that the be-all, end-all of probably your perfect spot, your perfect time to be in front of those people who just need a little more convincing. I thought that was super smart. That was so, so smart. Really going all in on the social proof, really going all in on actual storytelling, results being shared, really evidencing what you do. But also, these people weren't on the call to just talk about how great the membership was. They were there to answer questions. So the fact they've got members who are so knowledgeable, who will give up their time and advocate in this way, I just thought that was so smart. It sent such a strong message to the audience. It's a refreshing promotional and marketing tactic. You see a lot of people, they'll do stuff like this and they'll think, okay, actually, we're now going to bring in our members. They're going to share their stories. But they stay on the call. They host it. They bring members on and they talk, like they almost interview them. They do a live case study. But man, just getting out the way and making it an Ask Me Anything session for people to pick the brains of their peers, the people who are going to become their peers, I think it was fantastic. So cool. Very, very smart. Yeah, I love that idea. I just wanted to share that with you. The second really cool thing I absolutely loved, one of the members of our membership accelerators, an incredible entrepreneur called Maggie Gellin. She runs a membership for singers called singinginsiders.com. And she does something with her member onboarding that I was blown away by. Again, I've seen more memberships than pretty much anybody. And this had me sat with my mouth open and a very giddy, excited, geeky look on my face. So there's a tool that we use in the academy called VideoAsk. VideoAsk is a fantastic tool. It allows kind of asynchronous two-way video, right? So the way we use it on our site for a feature called Pick My Brains. You go to a web page, there's this embedded tool. On one side is a video from me inviting you to send me a question. On the other side is an option for you to click on a button to start recording a video that will get sent to me. And the way we use it, you send your video to me, that comes in through the tool. I watch your video, I send the video back. So we use it in a very basic way. But one of the other ways you can use it is instead of it just being an invitation to communicate with me to send messages through this tool. You can also have it as kind of almost a quiz, whereby you show a video, you give people some options to choose from in terms of an answer, and whatever they click on takes them to the next video, and there's other questions, and then whatever they click on takes them to a different video. So you can kind of use it as almost a video quiz tool, a video assessment. And that's what Maggie does. And I've not seen it used this way really, because most people who use Video Ask, it is to ask questions. It's designed as a tool to allow two-way video messaging that isn't real-time, right? And that can just be done from the browser or from a device. And it's, yeah, it's used by a lot of people to just facilitate communication, coaching, stuff like that. But the way Maggie uses it, she uses it in her member onboarding. And because it's a singing membership, what she actually has people do is the videos, I don't know how long this is, but I went through it when I audited her website. In the video, she'll essentially have people at their desk doing an exercise with her. So she'll kind of, okay, so we're going to do a breathing exercise. So do this, do that. And she tells them how to do it. And then she'll demonstrate it on screen with the idea that the person watching will do the same thing at their end. So they'll either do some breathing exercise or they'll sing some notes in order, kind of mirroring what Maggie's doing on the screen. And then she asks a question about what you've just done. Okay, so when you did that exercise, did you find yourself starting to strain? If so, click the button next to this video. So it's got the multiple choice question after. So was this easy? Was it hard? Were you able to complete it? Were you not? And you'll do a breathing exercise in the next video and it'll kind of, okay, how long were you able to hold your breath for or something like that? And you pick the option. So she's used it as this video-based interactive assessment of your singing ability, and I suppose a lot of the core physical sides from singing, your breath control, your vocal range, and all that sort of stuff. Some of the videos just ask an outright question. It doesn't have you do an exercise. You pick the answer, and presumably every answer, it takes you to a slightly different video, and then that forms an assessment. So based on doing actual exercises. So you're not just answering a quiz, you're not just filling out a normal questionnaire. You are being taken through a series of interactive, what feel like real-time exercises. It feels like a real-time assessment, but she's used this tool really smartly in her onboarding to be able to segment her new members to figure out where in the journey, where in their skills and what their level is, and then recommend content from there. And this is something that we've always advocated for, you know, use your new member survey and use your onboarding to have people identify where they are, what their skills are, and then make recommendations based on that. But the way in which Maggie's used Video Ask to create what feels like a personal, real-time, almost intimate, actual physical assessment, that just blew me away. It's when you think of the mechanics of it, it's really simple. Like, considering, you know, this is a tool we use, you can do those kind of assessments other ways, where you're just asking people questions, but just the way it's integrated, the choice to use Video Ask, the type of exercises. Now, this isn't going to be possible for everyone. You know, if you join Membership Academy, I'm not going to kind of you're not going to get a video saying, okay, so step one, I want you to close your eyes with me and to meditate with me. I mean, I suppose you could if you had a mindfulness membership or something that's about well-being. And it's just that creativity. It's just that different way of doing things and that way of really making it feel personal and then utilizing what she's been able to find out from that assessment to personalize and tailor the member experience. Because that kind of personalization, that tailoring, meeting our members where they are instead of just treating them all as one homogenous group, that is what is going to make your membership stand out going forward. People need more tailored experiences. They need to be met where they are with memberships today, because, you know, just dumping them into a content library and leaving them to their own devices, that's just not going to cut it. So that I really loved what Maggie did there. It's one of the coolest things I've seen in member onboarding. And onboarding's one of those areas so many people get wrong. Even some of the most successful, you know, 7 and 8 figure memberships are botching their member onboarding. So to see Maggie just doing this, it genuinely blew me away. Like, I loved it. If you are a singer, I urge you to join Maggie's membership, singinginsiders.com. And you'll see what I mean. That onboarding is just incredible. And the cool thing is, I joined and I came across this while doing a paid audit of Maggie's website. So she got to experience my complete geeking out about this in real time as well. But no, it's just underpins the so many elements of one, thinking really hard about how you can set up your members for success. And if you can assess them, if you can get that better understanding and help them develop that understanding of what they need, and then set them on the path that is tailored to where they are, how far along they are, what their competency is, what their interests are, then that's just going to pay dividends in terms of retention. So I love that and I want to share that. And then the third cool thing that I've seen is from my friends Andrew and Pete from Atomic, who I think, you know, we talked about doing hybrid memberships, memberships that have a lot more emphasis on the community where there's the in-person side as well. But Andrew and Pete, I feel, are the first people I've seen like really properly put the flag in the sand with their new membership that this is a hybrid membership. And by hybrid membership, I mean online and offline. So their membership, the Mavericks membership, that has a lot of the components of a typical kind of membership. You know, it has online training, it has community, it brings in fantastic guest coaches and stuff. But a big selling point is actually a lineup of events throughout the year that are only open to members. And these are in-person events. And they are a mix of conferences. So, you know, their members get access to their annual AtomicCon conference in Newcastle. But it's also smaller mixers. It's mastermind days. It's like a good variety of events. And I believe it's one a quarter or at least four a year. I don't know if it works out as a quarterly thing. But that's not just a kind of, you know, a lot of memberships will be the business also does events, and if you are a member, you can get a free ticket to it, but it's an event for everyone, or you get a discounted ticket. So like with Retain Live, members of Membership Academy got significantly discounted tickets. But this is, I genuinely feel this is the first in the online space that is predominantly an online first membership that has so firmly positioned itself as hybrid, that has put the events as a front and center part of what they're offering. And this isn't a small group mastermind. You know, a lot of, you know, you'll get little group masterminds that are 8, 10, maybe even up to 20 people where they do have an online component, but really it's the in-person meets that are the main deliverable, the main part of the offering. With Andrew and Pete, I feel it's truly hybrid. And the fact that these events are only for members, so they're not, you have to be a member to come to them. And, but the nature of the events are the kind of things where they could have been for anyone. They could have just been open to anyone. But they have really gone all in on this. They've not just paid lip service. The in-person events aren't just casual social events. They are big flagship events that are taking place transatlantic. So there's some in the UK, they've got some over in the US. And they are a significant part of what you are joining the membership for. And I've not really seen that. I've not come across anything with the events and the online, the in-person, the online, so almost equally balanced. And that I find really, really cool. And it's very much skating where the puck is going, because this is going to become a bigger thing. This isn't to say every membership suddenly needs to start doing in-person events, but absolutely, I feel the in-person, whenever you get the opportunity to do it, is going to be a big boost to memberships these days, purely because it will really accelerate that community vibe, that connection that is increasingly important with the rise of AI and the commoditization of content. So no, that's my third cool thing that I've seen in other memberships recently. I've been really excited for what Andrew and Pete are doing. And yeah, that lineup of varying events that is so centrally positioned, and having the discipline, the business discipline, to actually say, you know what, actually, these are events they could sell tickets for to just the public. And if they gave those tickets at a discount, or even, you know, free for members, but Joe Blogs off the street can pay $100 to come. But they're not doing that. They are fully going all in. So they're fully embracing the membership model, but they are making it truly hybrid. And that's really cool to see. So yeah, I just want to share some stuff that's had me kind of geeking out. I've been doing this for 15, 16 years now. And it's been like the absolute beating heart of everything I've been doing for over a decade now, really, since starting the podcast and starting Membership Academy. And so I've seen pretty much every new thing, every novel thing. And the cool thing with this is none of these things I've talked about are a novelty. These are just innovative, different twists on things, really cool use of tools that are helping to strengthen member experience, embracing just how powerful offline is, really going all in on the hybrid model, really leaning into storytelling, member advocacy. Like, I've loved all this stuff. And so I want to share it with you, see if it gives you any ideas, any inspiration. And of course, I'd love to hear about cool things you're doing in your own membership too. I love this stuff. So hit me up on social at Membership Geeks pretty much everywhere. Connect with me on LinkedIn if you search for Membership Geeks there as well. Drop me a line if you think, hey, you know what, I'm doing something really cool I want to shout about. Drop me a line. Again, actually, just as I'm recording, I know one of our members, Neil from the Pentatonic Way, has got a music membership. He's just recently really got into vibe coding, which is using AI tools to code. And he's developed a whole suite of awesome new tools to give to his members that help with their practice routines, that help them develop habits. Like, are you doing anything like that in your membership? I'd love to hear about that. I'd love to celebrate it. I'd love to give you my thoughts. Hit me up on social media because I truly am a membership geek and this stuff gets me excited. So I hope you found today's episode inspirational, interesting, useful, if nothing else, a little reminder that it doesn't hurt to be keeping things fresh, you know, to not rest on our laurels, to stay open to new ideas, new twists, to test new things out. And maybe there's some of the things we talked about today that you can test out yourself. That's it from me for today. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll be back again next week with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.